We return now to our main story, the bloodshed in Charlottesville. Yesterday, President Trump blamed the unrest on many sides. Following widespread criticism, the White House today issued a statement saying the president condemns all forces of hatred and bigotry, including white supremacists, the KKK, and neo-Nazis. Before that statement came out, I spoke with Jamel Bowie, the chief political correspondent for Slate, who was in Charlottesville yesterday. I asked him to describe the scene.
The rally was scheduled to begin at 12 o'clock, the rally for the white supremacists, but people began gathering there around 9:30 or 10 in the morning, probably even a little earlier. First, there were sort of militia types coming in with weapons, and then sort of the full, you know, phalanx of people with flags and memorabilia and so on and so forth. And right from the beginning, and they were confronted early on by counter-protesters, too, from faith organizations, from ordinary political protesters, like, so the counter-demonstrators were there. Mm-hmm. And from the beginning, there is just immediate tension, immediate clashes. It was very clear from the outset that the white supremacists that weren't there so much to demonstrate for their speech, but to provoke a response from counter-demonstrators.
I'd like to get your reaction to President Trump's statement yesterday. He said he condemned the display of hatred and violence on, quote, many sides. You've been taking to Twitter to talk about this. What is your reaction?
So when I heard that, I was frankly taken aback. It's by that point we knew. By that point, the incident involving the car had happened. Someone, a male suspect, drove into a group of counter demonstrators, injuring 19 people and killing one young woman. So that we knew that by that time. And so to give a statement that many sides were responsible for violence yesterday in Charlottesville is just inaccurate. It doesn't really reflect what happened. And it's in a real way disrespectful to the memory of the woman who passed away. She was not killed by many sides. She was killed by one particular side, these white supremacists. And it is both disturbing that the president could not bring himself to clearly state that, but also not surprising, right, that looking at the president's close advisors, Stephen Bannon has sort of known and concrete ties to the alt-right, to white nationalists, as does Stephen Miller, another White House advisor, as does Sebastian Gorka. So it's not as if these ideas are foreign from the White House, and it's not as if the president isn't aware to some degree that these movements form a part of his activist base. And so that, you know, that's also disturbing, but it also reflects how much none of this is fringe. There's a tendency to want to declare these things fringe movements, but I think the president's response shows us that they really aren't at all, and that they do have some weight in politics.
I'm curious for your view on this. You know, white supremacists have been around for a very long time, and there have been KKK rallies that have not ended in this kind of violence. What is different now, do you think?
I think what is different now gets back to my previous point, which is that these groups understood President Trump's election in November as being in some ways a vindication of their stance. Their argument, their sort of the argument they make in public, the kind of argument that someone like Richard Spencer would make, is that they aren't a hate group. They simply want to preserve a kind of traditional vision of America. They want to preserve the culture of sort of a Anglo-European America, and that things like immigration, specifically Hispanic immigration and Asian immigration, things like drives to integrate and desegregate, those things are threats to that traditional vision of America. Mm. And there isn't that much distance between that view and ideas and views expressed by the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. And so their understanding that in some ways that Trump's election vindicates them isn't particularly far off the mark.
We're going to have to leave it there. Jamel Bowie of Slate, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.